Hi there. The word for you today is Dad, be there. In Malachi 4 verse 6 we read, He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children. Did you know that almost 20 million children in America grow up without a father? 75% of them in poverty. And it gets worse. These children are 5 times more likely to commit suicide, 10 times more likely to take drugs, and 20 times more likely to go to prison. Luther Burbank said, and I quote, "If we paid as much attention to our plants as we do to our children, we'd be living in a jungle of weeds." So, Dad, I've got 3 questions for you. Here they are. Number 1, are you giving your children things instead of yourself? By the time they're 12, your children will have learned, get this, 75% of all they'll ever know. The question then is, who will their teachers be? Television? Some drug-addicted celebrity? Their peers? As the twig is bent, so goes the tree. Second question, are you giving your best to your career or to your children? If you spend all your energy at work and leave none for your family, you'll pay a high price. Remember, you get only one bite at the apple. Your children will grow up either to resent you or to repeat your mistakes or to rejoice in the memory of a home, the one they lived in where love was spelt T-I-M-E. You had time for them. And the third question is, are you setting a spiritual tone for your family? Or does your wife run circles around you in this area? Thank God for mothers who stand in the gap. But the Bible holds fathers responsible for the spiritual training of their children. Ephesians 6 and 4, Paul says, "Fathers, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord." Look, 10 or 20 years from now, what are you going to wish you had done today? Start doing it.